Hey, Tom.
Oh, I know. We just got a second. I got your text, and I'll look at it when I go upstairs and get ready for bed. When they fed me too much, Patrick, you feel sorry for me?
Tom, I have to say, I can't feel sorry for you.
That's one. I had a nice talk with Shane there tonight, and I assume that is something about diesels.
The video, it was the one he was telling you about up in Canada.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I think a hybrid is not such a bad idea, but they also add weight, and then you also get tax understanding because you're not paying the road tax, you know.
They're going to get you one way or another, so you got to just try to work the system the best you can. That seems to be all it is to it, playing games with the system.
No. I can't feature that. Anyways, thanks, Patrick. Oh, look at that. That'll be interesting. You have a good evening. I'll clear out here for the net. This is N0TR clear.
Have a good evening, you, Miss Bernice. KO4HK. Standing by for the net.
QCQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KC4SKD. My name is Larry, and my location is Easley, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KC4SKD. Announcements are bulletins for the net. Please call KC4SKD. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal if you intend to remain on the net for the rangey portion. Those stations already listed, or those stations already checked in are listed, and you need not check in again unless you wish to amend your traffic. And following procedure, we'll call for any echo link stations first. Any echo link stations, call KC4SKD. Are there any new hams, those who just made with the check-in process? If so, just put your call out. We'll help you out with the rest. Call KC4SKD. Third, before we start with the alphabetical group, we want to recognize the pre-net check-ins, those that have used that feature. We have quite a few of them tonight. In fact, there's 18. And they are KD4HEY-JIM, W2AMD-ANDREW, K4XMR-MEL, W4FCM-FRED, N4IEI-ILA, KO4ZEW-BEN, KI4LZI-ANDY, N4JRB-JAMES, K4ACJ-CHRISTOPHER, KG4PFI-DON, KG4QLQ-LINDA, KC4W-BILL, N4ASW-TONY, KQ4JSK-KIM, NC9V-LEON, KE4DXJ-WENDY, K4OSH-PAT, KO4JKB-DUNCAN. And we thank all of you for using the pre-net check-in feature tonight. Tonight's Friday night. We will begin with stations Uniform through Zulu. U through Z. Please call KC4SKD or Net Control.
Hello, Quebec 4, Zulu, Papa, Bravo.
Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. The name here is David. I'm in Taylor's.
and I'll be negative and negative.
KD recognizing WP4ZPH David. And there was a station in there right before you, David. It was very weak. I could barely make it. I couldn't get anything. Could you come back and try again? Another call stations uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
Right, KD. Larry, thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. My name is Shane and I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table.
Check in and out, Kilo November 4, Uniform Romeo Foxtrot, that's KN4URF. My name is Aaron, I'm in Marietta, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
4SKD, recognizes N4ZLK, Shane, KN4URF, Aaron. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. We'll go one more call for Uniform through Zulu, call KC4SKD. Group stations Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Mary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rich and my wife Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena. We're both in D-Bot and we'll both be in and out tonight. Also, please check in via telephone relay my daughter, Kilo Mike, or Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in rare shows and she'll be negative and negative.
SKD. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KD, Larry, Miss Rhonda on the net, please check in, KI4DOS, Gary, also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home over here in Easley, no traffic, I'll be here for comments, good evening to you and Miss Rhonda and all on the net.
C4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, got KK4DMW Rick, KK4ONO Lorena, KM4MOQ Michelle by telephone relay, KB2BYQ Dave, KI4DOS Gary, checking in with some ranked you, we'll be back to you shortly, Gary, and K3JOY Miss Joy. Thank all of you checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
Control. Please check in November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Be negative and negative 73.
Checking in with us tonight. Got N4AHO. Hope you're doing okay over in Walhalla. Let's move along to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
Net control. November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren. We're in Taylor's. Negative and negative tonight.
KD, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. My home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic.
Charlie 4 SKD, please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. Harry in Cato, North Carolina, I will be negative negative night, Larry. It's good to hear you.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net recognizing N4HHC Warren, KO4HKX Patrick, KC4EZN Harry. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Please call KC4SKD. Next group, I through L, India through Lima, of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Please call KC4SKD or Net Control.
4SKD. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Set 73s for each one of you.
4SKD. Please check in. Kilo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 73.
The 4SKD and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. That time we got KK4JFO James, KK4JBQ Larry checking in with some RagChew, KC4MFK Donna. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Echo through hotel. Call KC4SKD. Went to the item through Lima group. India through Lima. Didn't write it down. India through Lima. Call KC4SKD. Let's move along to the next group. Mike through Papa. M through P. Call KC4SKD. C4SKD, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, recognizing K4OIM Walt. Thank you for being there with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing okay. Anybody else? Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call KC4SKD.
Well, if you could, I think I missed my spot there. Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET. That's Matthew over here, Northern Pickens, White Table Rock. And really no traffic tonight and kind of short time. Thanks for calling the net.
4SKD, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, recognizing WW4JET Matthew. Thank you for checking in tonight. Hope you're doing okay over in Walhalla. Anybody else? Mike through Papa. Call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD.
W4SKD. I should know that call. I got W4 and you cut out on me. Can you try it again?
This is W4NTQ, Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Larry, and this thing's not working right. I get it fixed one of these days. Anyhow, I'll be here till the roll call is over with, over.
R4SKD recognized W4NTQ. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. And I see we have an Echo Link station up there. Echo Link stations only. Call KC4SKD.
KD. Out Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, home and more tonight.
Larry, check. Larry, good evening, Larry. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa, Quebec, Alpha, Staten and Greenwood. Also check in Kilo November 4, Delta Yankee Victor. That is KN4DYV, Andy. Also in Greenwood, we'll both be negative and negative.
Ed Wood, sir, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu, KN4DZW. Gabriel, Harrisonville. No traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
C4SKD, recognize WU2T Rusty, KA4PQA Steven, KN4DYV Andy, KN4TZW, I didn't get your name with that, you got covered up by noise or something.
Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey, KN4TZW. The name is Gabriel, and I'm in Hendersonville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment.
Thank you for coming back with your name there, yeah? KN4TZW Gabriel. Hope you're having a good evening. Let's move along to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Yankee Mike, KQ4SYM. Kurt calling from Greer. I am a new ham, just calling and checking in for the first time.
RGX, November 3, Romeo Golf X-ray, Heather, portable and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Hello, Quebec 4, Tango, Foxtrot, Bravo. This is Terry, off Helen Road in Greenville, negative and negative. I am also brand new.
4, SKD. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I won't be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo, Quebec, 4, Quebec, Hotel, Victor, KQ4QHV. This is Nick over in Pendleton, and I've got no rag chew and no traffic this evening. Thanks for holding that.
Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, portable, Richard and Grable, negative and negative.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KQ4SYM, Kurt. Welcome to the hobby, Kurt. Congratulations. N3RGX, Heather. And the next call I missed completely, Terry. All I got, his name was Terry. Can you come back and give me your call again, please?
KQ4, Tango, Foxtrot, Bravo, Kerry, Greenville, I'm brand new, negative and negative.
Terry, got KQ4TFB, welcome to the hobby also, hope it works out for you and everything's okay in your neighborhood. Yeah, thank you for coming back and giving me your call again. And KQ4QHB, Nick. K4ROW Richard. Thank you all for checking in with us tonight. I hope I didn't mess up anybody's call.
KC4SKD. Please check in N0TR November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll say hi to Chris.
KD, recognizing N0. TR, Tom, you make number 50 tonight. Hope you're doing okay. All right, let's open it up to all the way through the alphabet. Stations Alpha through Zulu. Please call KC4SKD.
SKD. We're SKD. Please check in Kilo Alpha 2 Tango X-ray. Juliet KA2TXJ. Jim in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
SKD. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Please also check in my wife Angela. Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Bravo Delta. That's KQ4TBD. And again, her name is Angela. I'm mobile in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Control. In Kilo Quebec 4 Sierra Zebra Kilo. This is Chris and I'm over here in Berea.
4 SKD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA2TXJ Jim. The next call I didn't get a name with, I got K4XB. Can you come back and give me your name, please?
From Miss Tommy, K4XB.
Tommy, KQ4TBD Angela, KQ4SXSSK Chris. I think I got your call right, Chris. Let me know if I messed it up.
Kilo Quebec 4, S as in Sierra, Z as in Zebra, K as in cool, kilo.
Doing that, got it corrected. KQ4SZK, Chris. Thank you for coming back with that tonight. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD. Almost seems to indicate pretty well got everybody for right now. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion. This is KC4SKD now securing the formal portion of the net. I want to thank everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now start the RAGQ portion of the net, and we'll go back and call for additional stations as we go along. And the first up on the list is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, how you doing this evening?
KD in the net.
KI4DOS.
Well, good evening, Larry and Rhonda. I hope all y'all, both of y'all are doing well. We had a good day over here on the plantation, as old Dwight used to say. Got out there and got my last dumpster hauled off. The barn is completely gone now. Nothing out there but a concrete pad. I'm waiting on the folks to bring my new building in and put it up. So, been making a lot of progress. It got kind of warm this last week. Got there working on it and getting things finished up, but we got it done. Had to take a lot of breaks and drink a lot of water, but that's okay. We took care of that. And so I got two other projects going here, so I can kind of go from one to another now. I wanted to get that one done kind of timely fashion because they wanted to see a picture of that pad before they would schedule a delivery date. And so I got that out there for them now, and I sent them a picture of it, and hopefully everything will be good, and they'll let me know something next week. But other than that, we hadn't been doing a whole lot over here. What have you and Miss Rhonda been up to?
Cool stuff. I'm glad to hear you got your last of your old building down. I know that'll be great when you get your metal one up. They usually work out pretty well, but I've been doing the usual stuff. I hadn't worked on the car much this week. You know, when you work and you get home, by the time you get home and eat a little bite and sit down for a few minutes, it's not much longer until it's time, about time to go to bed. And by the time you get out there and get started on something, it's time to quit. But I did get on the exercise bike, ride it a couple of evenings. I need to do that more often. Sometimes that, you know, wakes you up and makes you feel a little bit better.
We do need a little exercise every once in a while. I've been out there working in the yard and, you know, doing a lot of walking and up and down ladders and all of that. So I hadn't felt the need to ride a bicycle or anything like that. But now that part's done, I'll have to get back to my exercise routine and going back over to the gym and doing my thing over there. But it's always a good thing to do to kind of keep you in shape. And, well, it does. It makes you feel better in a lot of cases, and that's a good thing. But, yeah, I remember having to work, you know, having that dirty four-letter word that we all have to do. Finally, I got to retire, and I don't know how I had time to go to work. But we're still getting it done. But, you know, the biggest difference now, Larry, is I don't get a day off. The folks at work, you know, if they work Monday through Friday, you know, they got Saturday and Sunday off. They don't have to go to work, and they, you know, do what they want to. Well, I pretty much do what I want to every day, but I don't get a day off. So, you know, if I wanted to... If I were to go meet a friend for coffee, I might be able to do that. But, I'm leaving something else undone here at the house. So sometimes I feel bad about that. And, I really need to get this done instead of going and just taking a little free time, I'll call it. I spend it here at the house taking care of this, that, and the other. So, yeah, you got something to look forward to.
Yeah, I've heard that said before. After somebody retires, they don't understand how they ever had time to work. And we've got a little project we need to do here at the house. We need to take these gutters off and get better gutters put on. These are just, they clog all the time, and there's no slope in them. They just put them up flat. And you can get 6-inch gutters versus 4-inch. I'd kind of like to get 6-inch gutters and add a couple more downspouts across the front of the house, because all that long span, there's only 2 downspouts there, and that's 3 things there that we need to improve on. So I've got a guy that's supposed to come out here in a couple of weeks and give me an estimate on that.
Different types of gutters out there now, you know, and things to keep them from clogging up and that sort of thing. I'll have to talk to you on the phone about the gutters that I have here. I don't want to advertise over the phone, put them up and all of that. But I'm enjoying the gutters that I had put up. And the cool part about these particular gutters, Larry, if they ever clog up, all you do is you call the folks. And they're guaranteed to never clog up. And if they do, you call the company and they'll come clean them out. So I hadn't had to do that yet, but, you know, I thought that was a pretty good incentive.
Spent some time standing on the ladder cleaning these out. I looked up one day, we had small trees growing out of the gutter, so I thought, oh boy, it's past time to get this done. There's always something to do, Gary. The work never stops. Talk to some people, and they always go to the beach and going on cruises and soccer games and stuff. I just don't see how that can be done.
But now they letting something else sit around and wait. That's the only way that I can think about it, Larry. Talking about getting up there and cleaning out the gutters, I used to climb up on the house and take my backpack blower up there with me, and I wouldn't start it on the ground. I'd wait till I got up on the roof and crank it up, put it on my back, and then walk along the edge of the house and just blow the gutters out with that leaf blower. Worked real good, you know. But the only drawback to that is you got all that air going down in there and pit where the gutters are nailed to the house. You know, you got that little metal support in there and the nail goes through it. And some of them leaves will bounce off of that, and you get covered up. I mean, yeah, you have to take a shower once you get through. Of course, you know, if you do any work like that, you're going to take a shower anyway. But it does get a little messy, so it don't matter how you have to clean the gutters out, it gets a little messy.
I understand that. How well do I know? But I'm hoping if we do decide to replace these, then it won't cost too much. Of course, everything's crazy expensive nowadays, but part of the house you can stand flat-footed and reach up and touch the gutter, so at least it'll be simple.
That is a good way to look at it. And, you're a little taller than I am, so I don't know if I could reach them or not, but, I'm a little bit vertically challenged, but that's all right. You know, I make up for it in other ways.
Other things, Rhonda bought a little water fountain. It's got these little buckets that stack on top of each other with a little pump-looking thing on top. So I put it together the other day, and we put it out there, and she kind of likes it. Got one bucket that pours into the next and into the next, and it's kind of neat to see out there on the patio.
I see that. It sounds like it would be interesting. Joy wants, from there, it's like a chain, but it's got bells and different things on it for the downspout. Instead of having just a tube come down the outside of the house, it's a chain, and it's got different ornaments and stuff on it that kind of slow the water down. But the water runs down the chain and across those other things, so I don't know if I'm going to put them on the house or not. I'm thinking about that. Of course, you know, you and I are a lot alike. If we don't keep our wives happy, we're not going to be happy, because they're going to make sure of that. But anyway, I'm going to do what she wants done, whether I like it or not in a lot of cases. But most of the time, we sit down and talk it out, and if there's something that she wants to do and I don't particularly want to, we'll come to a compromise somehow, shape, form, or fashion. Now, hey, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Hope you and Miss Rhonda have a wonderful weekend, and try to stay cool as you can. Get a little work done if you want to do a little work, and if you want to just take some time off, take the shoes off, prop your feet up, and enjoy the day. But enjoyed it. Thank you for calling the net, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. KC4SKD in the net. KI4DOS.
Hey, tell Mr. Joy we said hello, and I've seen those chains or whatever that you put out there, and the water runs down. Somebody's got some of those I've seen recently, but I cannot remember where they are. Anyway, good talking to you, Gary, and hope everything's going okay. And with that, I think we'll need to stop and see if we've got any other check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If so, please call KC4SKD. Third, we got another rag tour on the list. Larry, KK4JBQ, how are you doing this evening?
4SKD, and the net, here is KK4JBQ. Well, good evening, Larry. Been a fine day here today, I have to say. I woke up this morning and realized it was my birthday. First thought on my mind, but it was the last thing I thought of as I went to bed. And this year marks 73 for me. So I'm officially an elder or an old man. I don't know how you want to look at that. It's all in your head, I think. You know, I don't feel old exactly. But it has to be recognized as an advanced age. Proud to be here. First thing in the morning. I don't think I'd even finished breakfast. My mother's sister called, a younger sister. She'll be 90 next year. And I love her to death. Oh, my goodness. Lost my mother a few years back, and she's sort of taken me under her wing. She's got a family of her own, of course, but she sent me a card. She places a phone call every year. I love her to death. Anyhow, that was a really good way to start a nice day. KK4JBQ.
Sounds good, Larry. Well, that will say happy birthday. And talking about the phone call, my mom came from a very large family. She had 7 sisters and 3 brothers. And she's the last one. She's still here, and everybody else passed away. But we had some good memories. In fact, we'd have get-togethers on Sunday afternoon after church. It wasn't uncommon to have 50 people all go to one person's house and eat. And you talk about some good cooking. We had one that made a pecan pie that nobody could touch, and I mean, just everything that was cooked was wonderful.
Oh my gracious, that is a particular skill that should be handed down. Not always the case. I was the oldest, firstborn in my family, and I don't mind telling you that When it came time, even before I could see the top of the stove standing flat-footed on the floor, I wanted my mama to teach me how to cook. I figured that would be important someday, and I certainly enjoyed her cooking. She refused. She said, "You're a boy. You're a boy, and boys don't need to learn how to cook. You get away from me, and you'll have your own woman, and she'll cook for you." Well, I didn't accept that. I was right not to because, you know, I broke the apron string, so to speak, and it was several years, many years, actually, before I married and got my own woman, as my mama put it. Well, rather was in another generation. But anyhow, she broke down just one time, taught me how to make biscuits. I'd seen her do it so many times, of course, but she gave me the particulars and allowed me to ask questions about why do you do it this, why do you do it that way, or what does that ingredient do, you know, and how hot does it have to be, really, that hot? You know, she turned the oven up to 500 degrees, you know. Oh, well, I miss my mother and my aunt Pauline, but we all call her Bug for some reason. Nobody's ever explained that to me. I've even asked her, and if she told me, if she didn't just avoid the question, I've forgotten what her answer was. They all called her Bug. Anyhow, it's been a fine day, and I'm proud to be here. I want to thank you for calling the net for us. We are in a difficult time with Dave being away, and I salute every single one of you, any one of you that's listening, and of course you, Larry, for taking over and seeing that this net is called every night of the world. It's important to a lot of us. KK4JBQ, back to you, Larry.
Comments. And this repeater is probably the first repeater I listened to when I got my license, and I was hooked immediately. And talking about families and large families and stuff, my grandfather on my mother's side was very poor. He lived in a house that the doors in the house were recycled out of an old mill that they tore down. So that's what they put in his house. But there was this long bench on the back side of the table. And rumor has it was, as the kids were born, they were put on that bench and they were slid down one by one by one. And when the oldest one fell off the end of the bench, that meant it was time for him to move out.
You got me there. That's funny. That's really funny. Yeah, well, large families, they're full of humor. They're just full of it. And my dad's family was, 13. And I don't know when little Clint was born, but he was still born. And the surviving children were, they numbered 12. And my mama, she grew up, by the time she was 12 years old, her mother passed, and she took care of the rest of the young'uns, you know, all of those that were younger than herself. And a new mama came into the house, a second family, and all together there were 23 of them. My mama didn't hang around to raise much of the second family, you might expect. But I never got the whole story. If you have a good idea of how the generation previous to your own made it in the world, what they did, why they did those things, then you are blessed to have gotten a bit of family history. I can't say that I've had that blessing. On both sides, my mama's side, my dad's side, they were pretty secretive about going. hangs on. And, you know, I've only gotten a few little tidbits. And those that I have heard, well, they kind of convinced me that some things were not going to be shared. And those that are being repeated, well, anyhow, it's something I miss, you know. I don't expect families to appoint someone to chronicle family history. But, you know, I kind of think that in some families there's an official or an unappointed historian. And they, well, if they don't live long enough, they write it down. And that's made available to people. It's important where you come from, and it's also very interesting what's going on in their lives. You know, I share this birthday with Elon Musk. I don't know why that makes any difference, but Elon must be celebrating a birthday today, too. I don't know which one. But I went to the web. It's an ever-present resource, isn't it? So I go to the net, and I type in my birth month, day, and year just to see what would come up. And it's a lot of interesting stuff. Only one is, you know, what famous person was born on your birthday. Anyway, that's what I'm going to read this evening. Some details about my birth. I was wondering how many days it's been. And seriously, from June 28th, 1951, to June 28th, 2024, it's only been 72 years and 10 months and a certain number of days. I don't know how that works out. I mean, I suppose some years are shorter than other years or something. You know, I figured it'd be, a whole number. Anyway, all in all, I'm just proud to be here. And I'll turn it back to you. If you've got somebody else, I'm just all ears. KK4JBQ. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks for the comments there and the information. I'll have to try that with my birthday and see what comes up. This is KC4SKD. We got another pre-net chicken I think we need to recognize. 884GH Gus in Newland, North Carolina. Do we have anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Please call KC4SKD. Larry, KK4JBQ. I didn't mean to sound like I'm cutting you off there a while ago. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Too, but I was reading this this screen of what this day is known for, and it's a little shocking, I'll have to say. Today is National Nude Day. That's N-U-D-E, National Nude Day. I don't know what that means. And also, it's National Insurance Awareness Day. So everybody be aware, I'll just be a spokesperson here, everybody be aware of their insurance today. I guess that's all manner of insurance. and I'll turn it back to you, Larry. I'm just having a little fun. KK4JBQ.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Yeah, when you said that, that made me think of the Andy Griffith episode where the two ladies were moonshining and then they had a day of celebration for everything, and that was a good reason to have the moonshine. And at the end of it, Barney's smashing up the steel with an axe, and Andy's saying, "Oh, it's National Steel Smashing Day."
Oh, you know, I like that show. I know some people didn't care for it. It was a little hokey, maybe, but and not so far from here, just right up there in Mayberry, North Carolina, the way I hear the story told. Not that far from Raleigh, I guess. I never looked at it. Is it a real, if it's a real town, do you know whether that's true? But I watched so many episodes of that. I mean, not so many times that I could quote the dialogue, I assure you, but I was familiar with all the characters. And that was kind of key to enjoy that show. You know, because if somebody did something out of the ordinary, you wouldn't know it. You'd have to have a backlog of, you know, understanding. It's kind of like understanding people in your own little town, you know. And you could feel proud if you've been there for a little while and understood why Aunt B was the way she was. There's one episode with Aunt B. You gotta talk about that because it has to do with cooking. Well, so she entered a recipe contest. They had such things as that. It was through the mail, and it, I don't know who was sponsoring it or anything, but she won. She won the recipe contest, and I think there was a cash prize. And representatives of the company that was probably, you know, sponsoring some ingredient in that recipe, and they were going to print that on their packaging, you know. Well, anyway, they wanted to reproduce the recipe. And so they came and visited Aunt B, and they got her in the kitchen, and she started cooking, and the people were making notes, you know. They were like, two representatives there. One was a note taker and wanted to know just how much flour was that you put in there. And she says, well, I don't measure anything. I just put in this, you know, this cupful here. And she called it a cup, but that's not a, you know, official cup. And so that was a problem. She put the flour in, and then she poured some milk into a bowl. And, well, just how much milk did you put in the bowl? And she said to the person taking notes, she said, well, right up to that little dent in the bowl. And it was right then that I figured, oh, I know where this is going. You know, they just really couldn't duplicate her recipe because she was using her cooking utensils as measuring devices. Oh, glory. Yeah, that was funny. And that's typical. And you got to learn, you know, the characters. And, boy, they were characters, too. I particularly like the barber. Forget his name. But he had a strange attitude toward people. He had a little mustache, too. Just under the nose mustache, as I recall. Anyhow, thank you for bringing that up. That was a joy. Don't see it much anymore. Maybe too hokey for people these days. KK4 JPQ.
Thanks again for the comments. And yeah, that we most evenings we sit down and watch Andy Griffith. And you mentioned that episode about Aunt B and that. I don't think I've seen that one. I thought I'd seen all of them, but. Star Trek was a big one around here, around our house when they were kids, the original series. And you didn't dare get in front of between me and the TV when Star Trek was on. And everything else in the house shut down when Star Trek came on. Everybody had to be quiet, no moving around. Anyway, good talking to you, Larry, and I hope everything's going okay, and happy birthday. And let me see if we got any more stations. Alpha through Zulu with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD. We got everybody for this evening. Please stand by for net report. This is KC4SKD now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I want to thank everybody for checking in. And we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. use. 73s and good night.
Well, this thing might be turned on. Good night, Larry. This is KC4SKD, this W4NGQ.
Good, sir. Thank you. Hope you're doing okay. Yeah, good evening to you, too. I think I'm going to go take a shower and get ready for bed. But hope you're doing okay, KC4SKD.
Yeah, I'm doing okay, and day in October, and I've been a lot of company over the weekend. So good night, and I'll be in your pictures. I can't get nobody over here to work on the radios. So anyhow, we'll get her one of these days. Just before we take
you. It did okay then. There was a little popping in there, but I got everything you said. Yeah, I could hear everything you said then. But anyway, have a good evening, KC4SKD.